And how many is going to heaven by the grace of God? Let's see.
Amen.
I've got a Father over yonder. I've got a Father over yonder. I've got a Father over yonder. On the other shore, oh, some bright day I'll go and see him. Some bright day I'll go and see him. Some bright day I'll go and see him. On the other shore, oh, that bright day may be tomorrow. That bright day may be tomorrow. That bright day may be tomorrow. On the other shore, oh, won't that be a happy meeting? Won't that be a happy meeting? Won't that be a happy meeting? On the other shore. You like them old hymns?
Yeah.
Oh, you can have all your little chopped up shotties that you want. Give me them old heartfelt blood songs that does something down in here.
We find many people who can't understand why we are so happy and free. We crossed over Jordan to
to be educated or boast of worldly fame. Oh, bless God, I got so many. They have all received their Pentecost, baptized in Jesus' name.
Amen.
And they're telling now both far and wide, His power is yet the same.
Amen.
I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. Oh, one of them.
I'm so glad I can say I'm one of them.
the glory.
Amen.
So glad to be one of them. I'd rather be one of them than anything I know of.
Amen.
Oh, I'd rather be one of them than to be the President of the United States,
yes,
to be the King of the world.
Amen.
If the Lord Jesus walked down here and say, I'll turn you back to 20 years old and make you an overseer, a king of the whole world, and give you 10,000 years of life upon this earth to stay at 20 years old. Never have a sick day of heartache, and all will be joy and everything, and the King of the whole earth to live 10,000 years. Or would you want to be one of them and just have to struggle through like you're going to say, I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them.
Yeah.
After 10,000 years, then what?
Yeah.
Well, this is eternal.
Yeah.
How did it come, brother? Oh, it's been come through blood. That's right. It's come a long way. And it come by God being made flesh and dwelt among us. In a manger long ago, I know it's really so. A babe was born to save man from their sins. John saw him on the shore, the Lamb forevermore. Oh, Christ the crucified of Calvary. Oh, I love that man from Galilee, from Galilee. For he's done so very much for me. He's forgiven all my sins, placed the Holy Ghost within. Oh, I love that man from Galilee.
Amen.
The woman at the well, he all her sins did tell. He's the same yesterday.
Amen.
How 5 husbands she had at that time. She is forgiven of every sin and a deep peace placed within. She cried, come see this man from Galilee. Oh, I love that man from Galilee. For he's done so very much for me. He's forgiven all my sins, placed the Holy Ghost within. Oh, I love that man from Galilee.
Amen.
A publican went to pray in the temple there one day. He cried, O Lord, be merciful to me. He's forgiven for every sin. And a deep peace came within. He said, come see this man from Galilee. I like that, don't you? The lame was made to walk. The dumb was made to talk. That power was spoken with love upon the sea. And the blind was made to see. I know it could only be the mercy of that man from Galilee. Sing it with me. Oh, I love that man of Galilee, of Galilee. For he's done so very much for me. He's forgiven all my sins, placed the Holy Ghost within. Oh, I love that man of Galilee.
Don't you love it?
Amen.
Oh, my. This good Holy Spirit gospel. Oh, I love it. I love him with all my heart. And I'm so glad tonight that I'm numbered with them. And we're together as brothers and sisters, Baptist, Methodist, Catholic, Presbyterian, whatever more. God has brought us out of every walk of life and has brought us over to this great fellowship of the Holy Spirit, not belonging to any denomination. That's up to them what they do, but we are in a mystic kingdom.
Yeah.
We are baptized into the mystical body of Jesus Christ by the Holy Ghost, who is Methodist, Baptist, Presbyterian. Whosoever will, let him come.
Amen.
Jesus said, all the Father has given me will come to me. None of them will be lost. Now I'll raise them up again at the last day. Oh, my. We used to sing an old song down at the altar here. I don't know where we stand or not. Room, room, yes, there is room. There's room at the fountain for me.
Amen.
You like them old songs like that?
Amen.
Give us the key, somebody. Somebody knows how to start it. Where's our pianist at? Is she here? Or the brother Teddy? Or any of them hear him? Oh, my. I don't see him anywhere. Room, room, yes, there is room. There's room at the fountain for thee. Oh, room, room, yes, there is room. There's room at the fountain for thee. You like them old songs? And I like this too. Down at the cross where my Savior died. Down there my cleansing from sin.
draws our strength.
Down to the Baptist preacher. He said, stand up and say Jesus is the Son of God. Put your name on the book. That didn't satisfy me. Everywhere I went, somebody just send the Adventist, went to see him. A fine man, Brother Barker. Lovely brother. He said, Billy, come and accept the Lord's Sabbath. I have now. But he said, the Sabbath day. And I thought, oh my, that was still you see. I went out west and I thought, got way back up there that night, was on the roundup and you know, you took your saddle off and your camp bag and laid it out and used your saddle for a pillar. I was laying back up around them old pine trees that night. I was on day watch, and so the night boys was out bringing the cattle down. And there was an old guy called Slim from Texas. He had a guitar there, and he was playing, Glory to His Name. Another guy there had a comb with a piece of paper blowing to, they've been singing other songs, cowboy ballads. Got to sing that down the draw. My, I turn over, put my blanket up over my head like this. I look back out, you know, look like them stars is hanging right down there close to the top of them trees and them mountains. That old everlasting whisper of them pines, I can hear him holler, Adam, where art thou? I am so wondrously saved from sin. Jesus, so sweet, abides with him. There at the cross where he took me in. Glory to his name. Glory to his name.
this
fountain so rich and sweet.
Just cast your poor soul at the Savior's feet. Oh, plunge in today and be made complete.
Glory to
you. Let's bow our heads, just raise up our hands now.
Taken the divine judgment upon himself and has tread the winepress to the fierceness of God, to the series, the horrible cataract, the loose soul upon the sea of life, and to the church, the sweet Savior anchored in rest, and you're in the bubbling brook as you lay in rest, perfectly satisfied in Christ. What a time. Shining upon us with his warm rays, fear not, I am he that was, which is and shall come. I'm the Almighty. Besides me, there's none. I'm both Alpha and Omega. Now I'll give it to him that is the thirst of the fountain, the water of life freely. Oh, what a promise and what a love affair it is. And the Lamb in the middle of the city that don't need no light, and he's the Son of Righteousness with healing in his wings. He's the lily of the valley, the brightest morning star. He's the fairest of 10,000s to my soul. In sorrow, he's my comfort. In trouble, he's my strength. He tells me ever care on him to roll. Hallelujah. He's the lily of the valley, the brightest morning star. He's the fairest of 10,000s to my soul. Yes, sir. Oh, that great morning star as it comes out to shine. Paling the day, coming on, hurling his sand. The day is fixing to break. The sun is coming close, and he pulls his step out of behind all the other stars. Oh, my. With healing in his wings.
Oh, I want to see you. I want to look up on your face. There's a thing forever. I would say, all the streets are full of me. Let me let my heart, my soul, and home ever to rejoice. As I travel through this land, singing at my home, a pointing home to Calvary, a good street and home. Oh, many arrows with my soul. But my Lord, lead me on to his honor, please. Oh, my heart is free. Oh, my heart is free. Oh, the streets are glory. Let me my heart, a careful hand, oh, my life, ever to.
Oh, what a great God he is. What a merciful Father. Friends, let me say this as your pastor. You don't realize the privilege that you're living under.
Amen.
You don't realize there's many great men, there's many saints, there's thousands of holy men that died in years gone by, spirit-filled men, who would have loved to see this day that you're living. Let you not take advantage of it. What else have we got to look to? What can we do after this?
Amen.
Where are we going?
Amen.
What's going to happen? We got to go somewhere. You can't stay here all the time. You can mow your grass. Next week it needs mowing again. Yeah. Why? Before that time. You can raise your children. You feed them their dinner. At supper time, they're hungry again. See, at supper, they're hungry again the next morning. You buy them a pair of shoes. If they're like mine, about 2-3 months, you buy them another pair.
You buy them clothes this month? A month or two, you buy them new clothes. See, there's nothing continuing. There's nothing stable. There's nothing that can stand. Covet not this world's vain riches.
Amen.
That so rapidly decays. Build your hopes on things eternal. They will never pass away.
Hallelujah.
Time is filled with swift translation. Not on earth a moon can stand. Build your hopes on things eternal. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Hold to God's unchanging hand.
Yeah. sights that I ever seen in my life. Much as I see starving children in the street. To see mothers begging for one piece of bread. That is not what I ever see, is see a man, a human being, who wishes to be a son of God, dying without knowing God. I remember a woman standing at the door one night in this church, laughed at me and said I wouldn't let my town have the kind of religion he got. Less than 1 hour, I was called to the hospital. Beautiful woman, about 20 years old. She was screaming, get that preacher here, she's Catholic, I think. And I walked up to one sister and said, you're too late, Brother Brandon. She died about 5 minutes ago. I think in a fear that she screamed to me her last words, get that preacher, Brother Brandon. Her husband was out on a stay a prayer for her, stay a prayer for her, too late. I pulled a cover down, she had great big brown eyes, beautiful woman. Little freckles across her face, hard in the hair. Very attractive. She suffered the hardest of freckles stood out on her face like people. Her eyes were full of some out of sockets, like that, and forced her mouth and skin into that, which is in the everyone does that if you're down in Muslim. And then she was winning in that condition. Her mouth open, and her collision had covered the brown part of her eyes. I'll never forget it. That song comes to my mind. I stood for the sight of a man over here in Port Bolton dying. They called me to his bedside and I prayed for him here at Auburn one night. He put his arm around the woman. I said, take your arm from around my lady. He said, I believe in God. I said, not your arm around her. I don't believe in such stuff as that. He got me to live in his stomach out the door. I went to him a little later when he was dying. He looked at me in the face and said, don't pray for me, Brother Bill. I'm lost. I'm gone. But all I ever gained has been gone. I stood out there in the corner, a little piece from here on the eighth. The man that called me, he said, finally, I'm dying. He said, I'm always going such and such and such. He said, but I've never been to the altar. Many times have I kept him going to the altar. He said, Brother Bill, pray that God will let my little girl come for the things that I've done. Maybe she can do something for the Lord. I said, that can't be done, but the things that she would have done is lost. Since I'm a man, he fights devils for 24 hours. The devil to stand on his bedside with chains wrapped around his neck. But don't let him get me. Screaming, holding him to bed. The devil's saying, take his kid. Come after me. Off God's new home. That big barn, full of hay, full of wheat, fine race horses. A year before they cursed God in his face, slapped his wife for going to tabernacle. You know what happened? Lightning struck his barn, killed his horses, burned up his hay. The man died, and some kind of spell fighting devils off of him. And an old friend of mine, glory. Standing up, comes into the room. I said, are you going, Dad? The this. I said, how is it? He said, oh, well. The brain of children up on the side of the bed. The brain of old people hands up on each one of these children's bed. Holy Spirit, I said, hang up on him. Raise him up, like Joshua and Caleb did. We wonder what he's going to say. He said, happy day. Happy day since Jesus washed my sins away. He's talking now to wash the grave and live rejoicing every day. We've got some of those things to come to, friend. No one can walk the stars. You need good food? God and I shall go with you. That's the best that we can have. I believe that's all right. I don't share that. But thank you.
all on flame. Oh, it's burning now down in my heart. Oh, glory to His name. And I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. Oh, you got that? One of them. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. Oh, one of them.
One of them.
I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. Oh, aren't you glad? Let's just shake hands one of them when we say it. What do you say? Let's do it. One of them. That will soul a plane. That will start the joy bells ringing and will keep your soul on plane. Oh, it's burning now within my heart. Oh, glory to you. Let's raise your hand. I can say I'm one of them. All together. One of them. One of them. I'm so glad I can say I'm these people may not learn to be never come from college or boast of worldly fame. They have all received their Pentecostal blessing, baptized in Jesus' name, and they're telling now both far and wide. Every little nook and corner, His power is just the same. I'm so glad that I can say one of them. Oh, sing it, church. belt songs. Oh, my. I feel so good and happy when I sing that. Just good, my. Just feel like rejoicing.
How many pray in your family? Your family pray? Oh, that's good. Let's try it once. Just like old times now. Don't forget the family prayer. Jesus wants to meet you there. He will take your every care. Oh, don't forget the family prayer. You like that? Let's try it again. Don't forget the family prayer. Jesus wants to meet you there. You got a date now. He will take your every care. Oh, don't forget the family prayer. Just if we trust and never doubt, He will surely bring you out. Just take your burden to the Lord and leave them there. Man picked up the pen and was inspired by the Holy Ghost to read that.
Amen.
Like Bland Finney Crosby, when them worldly people of that day tried to make her write worldly songs, said, well, you'll be a rich woman. She said, I have dedicated my life to Christ. And all my talent, she blind, you know, said, I owe my life and all to Christ. She said, and then they kind of got peeved at her because she turned down such an opportunity. She didn't sell her birthright like Mr. Presley then did, but she maintained her integrity. And so they left her. Said, and when you get to heaven, if there is such a place, said, if you're like you are here, you'll be blind. Said, what if you are blind? Said, how would you know him? She said, I'll know him. Said, what if you're blind? What if you are blind? She said, I'll feel for the prints of the nail. Then she turned around. She started walking back. She said, I shall know him, I shall know him, and redeemed by his side I shall stand. I shall know him, I shall know him, by the prince of the nail in his hand. Oh, my Jesus, with those five precious wounds bleeding for me yonder, how could I ever deny that precious one? Let me die. Let me go the way of anything, but never let me deny that precious bleeding one that died for me. Yes. And as you leave tonight, you want to take the name of Jesus with you.
All right.
So shall we stand now?
Take the name of Jesus with you.
Softly sing, at the name of Jesus
Thank you.
It shall be like in the evening time. The path of glory you will surely find in that waterway. It's the light today buried in the precious name of Jesus. Young and old, repent of all your sins. The Holy Ghost will surely enter in. The evening lights have come. It is the fact that God and Christ are one. Oh, it shall be light in the evening time. That path of glory you will surely find. In this waterway is the light today buried in the precious name of Jesus. Young and old, repent of all your sins. The Holy Ghost will surely enter in. Those evening lights have come. Saint Peter said, let it be known to you that God has made the same Jesus whom you crucified, both Lord and Christ. Repent of whatever you say. Be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins. On that bright and cloudless morning, when the dead in Christ shall rise, cloudless, the evening lights will be shining. And the morning breaks the eternal bride, and there, when the saved on earth shall gather to their homes beyond the sky, when the world is called up yonder, I'll be there.
Sing on. heads bowed now. Let's say this. Lord Jesus, I love you.
I believe
that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. God made manifest in the flesh to take away my sins. I do not trust my merits. I have none. But I am solemnly trusting in the merits of Jesus Christ, who is my Savior, my God, my King. I love Him. Amen. Tomorrow night at 7 o'clock, Lord willing, we'll take the church of Samaria. In the sweet, put your head down now. All right, we shall meet on that hill in the shore. Sweetly, oh, to our bountiful Father, we will offer you for the glory of His love and the blessings of our.
Because it's a missionary song, and it comes. Johnny, here's me a 227 as a hymn number. All right.
To the church, dancing in the Spirit at the same time, still not be in their heart that still small voice of God's rich, deep love. Though I give my body to be burned as a sacrifice and have not love, I'm nothing. Though I give all my goods to feed the poor, I'm still nothing. I have faith to move mountains, I'm still nothing. I speak with tongues as many angels, I'm still nothing. See?
It's that still, small voice that speaks down in your heart that changes every attitude, makes the nature different, and you become a new creature in Christ. What hearest thou? Depends on what you're listening for, friend. If you're listening here, not no remorse, no repression, but if you're listening here of a great revival somewhere where 10,000 people are gathered, go ahead, and you're listening to the wrong thing. I'll go overseas. They say they have great crowds. That don't make a bit of difference. The racetracks have that. Everything else has that. The rock and rollers have that. I'm going over for something else. If you go for anything else, but if you're listening for anything else but that still small voice, get back in the cave. Go back under the juniper tree until we can prepare. Hold yourself quiet and wait. Let the thunders go by, let the earthquake shake, let the rushing winds go and the fire sweep, whatever it will. Now think of that song. Teach me, Lord, how to wait. When hearts are aflame, let me humble my pride. Call on your name. Keep my faith renewed. My eyes on thee. Let me be on this earth what you want me to be. That's what I want to do.
Amen.
Lay that weight upon the Lord. Shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as an eagle. You believe that?
Amen.
They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Teach me, Lord! Teach me, Lord, how to wait. Let the thunders go by. Let the fire sweep by. Let me hear that still, small voice. Says, come unto me, all ye labor and heavy laden. Come out from the juniper tree. Come out of your cave. I want to veil my face in his blood, walk forth and say, yes, Lord, I now believe. Let us pray. O Lord, creator of heavens and earth, author of everlasting life and giver of every good gift, be merciful to us, Lord. We now stand in need of hearing. Our voices, Lord, has come up. And we have heard so many voices. There is so much that says, come over here to this church. If you'll join our church, we have the best group in the city, the best dressed people. The mayor of the city goes to our place. And many people in their meetings, Lord, have governors and so forth to come out and make speeches. Oh, God, keep it from me, Lord. Hide me in a cave and let me wait, Lord.
Yes.
Oh, I care about what the governor says. I want to hear that still, small voice of my Savior. Oh, help me to wait, Lord, and to renew my strength as I wait on you. And help this church, Lord, that they shall wait upon you and renew their faith and renew their strength. Mount up like wings of eagles. May they be listening, Lord. Not for the noise, not for the shout, but be listening for the still, small voice.
Amen.
Lord, in a few days I'm climbing into a cave down to wait. Oh, God, help me, Lord, blind me and deafen my ears from the things of the world. For popularity or for fame or for any vain thing that this world could offer. Let me stay there, Lord, till I hear that still, small voice.
Amen.
And let your servant come forth, Lord, mounting upon the wings of an eagle. Grant it, Lord. Bless this little church. Bless our brother Neville. Take that sickness from his stomach, Lord, and cast it away from him.
Amen.
Put him in the harness, Lord, and let him come back here renewed. They shall renew their strength.
Thank you, Lord.
Grant it, Lord. Forgive us of our sins. We're coming to the communion table now, Lord. You said, he that eateth and drinketh this unworthily eats and drinks damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. Help us, Lord, to search out our souls, our hearts, and try us and see if there's any unclean thing about us. If there is, forgive us, O God, as we wait humbly upon thee. We ask it in Jesus' name, thy Son. Amen. Teach me, Lord, to wait. Down on my knees. And in your own good time, you'll answer my pleas. That's right. Teach me not to rely on what others do, but wait in prayer for an answer from you. That's what I want, an answer from heaven. I want to hear his voice, not the manager's voice, Not the mayor's voice, not the governor's voice, not the bishop's voice. I want to hear your voice, Lord.
Amen.
That meekness and gentleness of the Holy Spirit speaking in my heart. Come unto me, all you labor and heavy laden. Yes, Lord, we're laying under a juniper tree now. We're waiting, seeing what he will say. The Lord bless you, each one now. How many want to be remembered in prayer? Let's see you raise up your hands. And Lord, teach me to wait. Teach me. Let me forget all my pride. When others are going by with doing great things like this, let me humble my pride. Just call on your name. Teach me not to rely on what others do, but just wait in prayer for an answer from you, like Elijah did. He waited back there. He heard the thunder. He heard the lightning. He heard the crumbling of the rocks. He heard the fire. He heard the wind. But that wasn't what he was looking for. It didn't even move the prophet. He let it pass all by. But when that still, small voice, he picked up his mantle and put it over his face and went to the end of the cave. And the Lord said, go stand up on the rock. That's what I want to hear. Stand on the rock.